Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, welcome back. There's an artist that I've got to be real honest with you. I did not know existed till about a week ago when this controversy popped up about the Super Bowl. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I mean, I know he's like a YouTube sensation, but apparently I've not been on YouTube enough. We do have Michelle Paulino from Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Bad Bunny is certainly getting a lot of press out of all this, as if he needed it, huh?
Yeah. he's getting a lot of press. He's been on SNL. He sells a lot of streaming units, but there is he doesn't sing in English. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I couldn't name one of his songs.
Me neither.
Probably because I don't even speak Spanish, and I really feel bad about that. Maybe he was put there to make me feel bad as an entertainment reporter, because seriously, Taylor Swift should be playing the Super Bowl. Bad Bunny, I don't know. I just, I'm not sure about this pick. It feels very wrong in every way.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, and somebody said yesterday, Ethan, I don't know if this, I can't remember if this was you who said it or not, that this was the third choice, that Jay-Z had something to do with this. Have you heard anything about that, Michelle?
Yeah, so Jay-Z and the NFL signed a contract together, if you remember, back in 2019. This was basically right around the Colin Kaepernick bending of the knee.
Okay.
It was done as some kind of symbolic gesture. And Jay-Z hopped on that business deal. He's a good businessman. And ever since then, we've had either Jay-Z, his Roc Nation, his company, Jay-Z Roc Nation, his artists. And so he's making money. So basically, he's making money with all these artists that he has signed, and he puts them in the Super Bowl slot. That's how this has rolled ever since. And it's kind of, and that's why we're not seeing a Taylor Swift there, who is breaking records here in the country and globally. And that's, you know, this is the problem with the politics of the music industry.
Amen. And well put. Michelle Paulino, our guest from Fox News Radio. And so, Michelle, I've wondered about that because, I don't know. I mean, we're all sort of in the marketing business, entertainment business. I'm the NFL executive trying to work on this and influence. And I'm thinking, okay, here we have the Kansas City Chiefs, still a contender for the Super Bowl again this year. It's possible they're back in that game. What if Travis Kelce was playing and his wife-to-be was the halftime entertainment? I mean, that what a great scenario, but apparently that was never to be, huh?
Yeah. And there's also a rivalry between Beyonce, Jay-Z's wife, and Taylor Swift. They are the two biggest phenomenons, the two biggest artists in music today. It's, you know, people on the street are not talking about Bad Bunny. People in the clubs are dancing to Bad Bunny. People in the clubs are definitely dancing to Bad Bunny, but they're not talking and rushing out. Like this morning, I had to listen to every track on Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, because I know it is the biggest story today and this weekend. I've never...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Done that for a Bad Bunny.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for validating me, because I'm thinking, you know, I don't pretend to know current music. I just don't listen to music. I listen to information and talk radio and all that, because it's kind of what I do for a living. So I don't keep up with a lot of current musicians, but I do read headlines. And this guy came out of left field on me. So I'm glad I'm not the only one who was not familiar with his music. Here's my question. There was apparently a discredited story out that the Cowboys had asked the NFL to change this decision. There are a bunch of people this morning saying that's not true. But is there any chance the NFL reconsiders this, or is this a done deal?
This is a done deal. This is a done deal. It's unfortunate. Listen, I think Bad Bunny's music, yeah, it's kind of, will I dance to it? Sure. But it's not a performance that is, I don't know. Like, it's very interesting to me. It's not Taylor Swift. It's not Beyonce. It's not Prince. It's not, you know, Tina Turner, Janet Jackson. Like, these are people that you want in the middle of a football field at the biggest game in the country and the most viewed game.
Well, you know, you've covered the entertainment industry, obviously, for a long time. And I know some of those stars you mentioned are still out there and still available. I kind of likened this a little bit. Obviously, it's not exactly the same as the Bud Light controversy with Dylan Mulvaney, because at the root of that was a misunderstanding of who your audience is. And unless I'm missing it, is the Hispanic audience, which I'm assuming are a big chunk of his fans, since his music is all in Spanish, are they that big of a chunk of NFL viewers? If they are, that's news to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know that answer. It's a great question. Yeah.
I don't know. You got me swinging, but my guess is a lot of people are going to be like, I'll go to a Super Bowl party because I want to see the game usually, yeah. But I don't know. I just won't have a whole lot of interest in the halftime show this year.
Yeah, neither will I, actually.
Hey, but enjoy that new Taylor Swift album, please.
Swifty is great. This album is amazing.
Michelle Polino, thank you for your time.
You got it. Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Yeah. That's good. Ethan, we're not just a couple of old guys. I mean, you knew who Bad Bunny was. I didn't.
Yeah, I know people are saying they're not going to watch this, but this has got to be the greatest marketing thing ever. They're going to bring eyes to him, and I guarantee X will light up as soon as he starts on the Super Bowl halftime. It's just going to be flooded because people are going to be either complaining or saying it's great or going, what the heck am I watching?
To your point, most people won't. They're either going to not watch the game at all, but if they are watching it, they're either just going to ignore. They're not going to turn the TV off at halftime. They'll probably just ignore it. But they'll still get ratings if the TV's on.
Right.
So maybe you're right.
But I mean, they got what they wanted. We're talking about the NFL. We're talking about Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
I mean, can't blame him.
Bad Bunny. Sounds like you're, bad. You're a Bad Bunny. Sounds like you're talking to your little pet animal you've got in a cage in the backyard. Don't be a bad dog. You're a bad dog. They'll be the next artist. All right. A quick break here. Great segment coming up, by the way, from our friend Sue Thomas for History of the Lou with Sue. It's going to be on this weekend. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.